This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Longtime listener Jeffrey from Ontario has expressed an interest in hearing about his native Canada on the Christmas stocking. So here you go, Jeff. Christmas in Canada's not much different from the United States. All right, today's song is... No, I'm just kidding. They do have Christmas trees, they have Advent calendars, they have other traditions we've adopted from around the world. There are some traditions, though, that primarily come from the dominant cultures that first came from Europe. As you may or may not know, there are sort of two Canadas. England claimed it way back in the 1400s, and in the 1600s, a French explorer called Samuel de Champlain founded Quebec City. Before we go any further, I have to explain that I have no idea how to pronounce French. I took German in high school, and I noticed those pronunciations are getting worse. So I apologize to my French-Canadian friends. For the French Canadians, the focus is Christmas Eve. Traditionally, the tree is decorated then, and the creche is put together under the tree before the midnight mass. After churches, Réveillon. Yeah? The Christmas feast, with la tortilla, a meat pie, among other things. I'm really trying. I think I would wait for dessert there, the Yule log, chocolate cake shaped like a log. I've seen these in the stores, but I've never tried them. I've always wanted to. Kids open the gifts from their stockings and save the big gifts for New Year's. At least, that's the tradition. Christmas Day is a recovery day for the adults and a fun play day for the kids. The English side of Canada is all about Christmas Day. That's when the gifts are opened, church is attended, and the big meal is chowed down. Tradition has roast goose or beef served and plum pudding. The kissing ball is a ring of evergreen boughs with candles, probably lights now, and apples and nuts. It's hung in the doorway to signify the return of light after the winter solstice. But guys started to kiss the girls under there. I mean, any excuse, right? And that's how it got the kissing ball name. Newfoundland and Labrador have a tradition called mummering, which comes from England. It started early in the 19th century. Mummering is mostly a small town tradition, and you'll see why. Folks dress in costumes and go around to houses, knock on the doors, and disguise their voices, shouting something like, "Are there any mummers in the night?" They sing and dance, have some Christmas cake and a hot drink, and move on. It's like caroling, which seems to also be a small town thing. I used to do that back in my small town, but I don't see carolers anywhere around me in the city. Oh, sometimes an element is added where if the host can't guess who the mummers are, they're in costume and disguise, then they have to join the mummers. I like that. They can ask questions, and they can poke and prod the mummers. At least, I suppose, in some places. Be careful if you're visiting. Mummering usually happens during the 12 days of Christmas, but some do it before Christmas. Halifax, Nova Scotia has a connection with Boston, Massachusetts. On December 6, 1917, two ships collided in the harbor of Halifax, and there was a huge explosion heard for dozens of miles. It was so big it caused a tidal wave. More than 325 acres were destroyed, and almost 2,000 people were killed. Thousands more were injured. Within 24 hours, the people of Boston sent doctors, nurses, food, and supplies to help. To thank them, Canadians sent a Christmas tree to Boston in 1918. That idea was revived and made an annual tradition in 1971. It goes up in Boston Common. This year it's 45 feet tall. A couple of Canadian sweets are barley candy, which are hard candy on a stick and shaped like Santa, snowmen, and other Christmassy things at the holidays. There's no barley in barley candy, which apparently is why you won't see anything by that name in the United States. Sometimes it's called toy candy. And ganong chicken bones. I hope I pronounced ganong right. Those aren't bones. They are a cinnamony pink candy with a creamy dark chocolate center. And I'm pretty sure I've had them, and I'm pretty sure I love them. Since there's a strong English influence, Canadians celebrate Boxing Day on December 26 and hit the malls for the sales. We might as well just call it Boxing Day in the United States. We like to have names for our days, after all. On Three Kings Day, folks in Quebec bake a cake with a bean in the middle. Whoever discovers the bean will be king or queen. The celebration is called, get ready for this, La Fête des Rois. Thank you very much. From Canada to Sweden, a Swedish singer named Sofia Talvik, and a song that has something in common with both Sweden and Canada, it's Snowy White River in the Christmas stocking.
Wait till you hear the sleigh bells chimes. Wait till you read the children's rhymes. Wait till you see the angels drown. in the snowy white river. Where we used to die. Stand in the corner, wait your turn to give this a gift in return. Wait till you see the angels drown in the snowy white river in this lost little town. Chances are we get it wrong. Never believe in anything or anyone. We never find that special one. Our lives keep going on and on till we end up where we all belong. End up where we all belong. In the snowy white river. In the snowy white river. Where angels drown. Almost done. Curl up your body next to the one that will hold you until the morning comes. If the morning comes, if the morning comes, in the snowy white river, in the snowy white river, in the snowy white river. Rangers drown. Wait till you hear the sleigh bells chimes.
Sofia Talvik, Snowy White River in the Christmas Stocking. She's a Swedish folk singer who seems to spend a lot of time in the United States. In fact, she might live here, I'm not sure. Snowy White River is from 2009, and it's one of her annual free Christmas songs. She released this one in collaboration with Music Teachers Without Borders, which I think is very cool. She likes to bring attention to various charities. Maybe I should have played this on the last episode, right? The Christmas Stocking is on Google Plus. Go to plus.google.com and search for The Christmas Stocking. What's up, Grayson, Mark, and Dave? Twitter.com/XmasStocking is where you can find us there. Gabby from Argentina, thank you for retweeting and supporting the Christmas Stocking. It's really helpful. Gabby's also part of our Facebook family, Facebook.com/XmasStocking. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Joe. And John, welcome to the Christmas Stocking family. Whatever you need from the Christmas Stocking, you can find it at MyChristmasStocking.net. Show notes, information about the music, and you can be on the show, too. Click Call Me right there on the front page to wish Merry Christmas to somebody you love, or tell us what Christmas means to you. Thank you to everyone who's given to the Christmas Stocking. I really, really appreciate it. Hey, the economy must be better, because we're going to return to the shopping theme again, and the Christmas market theme. We're going to talk about what I believe is the largest Christmas store in the United States. It's by suggestion from an email to topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. I'm Lee Cameron. I'll see you in the Christmas Stocking.